But when you look at the condition of obstetric fistula, I would like to believe we can call it an excessive condition in the sense that when you're incontinent of a urine and feces, you need to have specific pads or diapers that you use, and these are not accessible. So these girls tend to then use the rags or the cloth, and because of that now, they just come retreating. And because of the element of feces and urine, in our culture of the Ndebele, the Shona, the Tonga, all three, it's not something that is spoken about openly. Especially when an adult has a condition of incontinence, it tends to be this element of castigation.
Through your campaigns, would you say that this notion of what people are dealing with when it comes to fistula is changing?
Absolutely. The condition of obstetric fistula is nothing new to the African continent. We realize that the obstetric fistula itself as a condition is difficult to manage, but the procedure for managing this is actually something that any particular expert who's had the experience within this can manage. So we're really trying to encourage the girls to come out. Most of the women we've approached, because we're doing a national outreach, whereby we actually look up from the old records of who came to seek treatment at the main government hospital, at the small clinic. And for most of them, it's the fear that can really fix it. And what we're saying is, yes, we can.
And focusing on that fear that women and girls say they have, what kind of campaign are you pushing to bring them in to have these operations?
Okay, what we have done is we've opened up two hotlines. I'll just give you the numbers now. 0782-640-840 or 0779-636-506. And they speak with fortunate. I'll repeat the numbers again. 0782-640-840 or 0779-636-506. And we are encouraging everybody who either knows somebody with the condition or who has the condition or who is married to this person to come forward. And if they can send a message, they can send a police call, they can make a missed call on our phone, or even send a WhatsApp. And when they do that, we are following up each and every call. And believe me, we have had so many, including men who are reporting their own issues of STIs or testicle problems. But the outreach has been so broad that it has been inundated with calls.
What should they expect once they make the call or send the message for assistance?
Most of the calls we've done, we do a screening. We talk to the person who sent the police call or the message. We run them through a series of questions to find out if their condition is what we're dealing with. And if it is, then we invite them through on a specific date that we give them. We're actually paying for their travel. They come through Harare, we receive them. They go through their treatment procedure, it's for them to go back home. Because we do not want to leave any case unsolved because of financial concerns.